This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make a crunch. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns.
Listen to this carefully.
We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't in the best, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains.
And the western skies. We can skin a buck.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Everything in the future is about knowing how to run electricity, knowing how to generate power, knowing how to grow food, and knowing how to kick ass.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called.
And everybody better get back to the land now. On both sides of my family, they left the land in the last 70 years. But now we're all moving back to the land. Not just my immediate family. I talked to everybody in my family, both sides. They're all moving the country. They're all getting back to where they came from. And whether you got brown skin, black skin, or pink skin, I guess some folks do have white skin. Light brown skin. The point is that you're going to have to decide whether you're going to be a slave or not. And every one of you can be a country boy if you want to be that. We need to get the hell out of these cities. In fact, I'm thinking to start a movement called the Country Boy Alliance. And what the Country Boy and the Country Girl Alliance means is we're self-sufficient. And listen, all you got to grow is two or three crops or raise one type of animal and know how to be a machinist or a mechanic, and you got to live in a community, and they're going to have everything else you need. And instead of going to the grocery store, like when I was a little kid, spending 2-3 weeks of summer with my dad's mother and my grandfather out in East Texas, my grandmother would say, get in the car. And we'd drive just 10 miles one way and 5 miles another and back another 10 miles. And we got back, there was a big old thing of black-eyed peas, big bag in the back of the car, and a big bag of green beans, and 30, 40 eggs, and a bunch of T-bone steaks dripping blood, and some cabbages, and some carrots, and some pickles. And they eat on that for the whole week, and then she'd go out in her own garden and pull some turnips up. Remember my grandmother sticking pumpkins in a food processor and a day later eat the best damn pumpkin pie you ever ate. And she had a master's degree and a degree in English and taught college the whole nine yards. But the point was, she knew how to skin a buck. She knew how to run a trot line. That she could pick up when she was 70 years old. Her grandmother's .22 rifle. And she could shoot a cowbird at 60 yards in the head off her back porch. She had all her bluebirds and all her birds she fed. And cowbirds kick other birds' eggs out of the nest and lay their eggs. And she hated those cowbirds. She'd go, hold on a minute. She had a picture window back there in the kitchen. Hold on. She'd go on the back porch and get that .22 and step right out there. I probably saw her do it 10 times. Every time, that cowbird's head was blown right off. And man, don't you know when you're 5 years old, that's so damn cool. You take these leftists, some of these high-rise buildings, don't know how to wipe their ass. Remember my grandfather pulling in at lunch off his tractor. He'd walk in from some cow he butchered in the morning with a brain in a bag. He'd smash it right up in front of me with eggs and garlic and cook it all up. He'd go, oh, hold on, I want a little something extra. He'd walk out and shoot a squirrel. Nail it down on a board, skin it in about 15 seconds, chop that son of a bitch up and throw it right in the skillet, and then feed me squirrel. Now, people think of that as some kind of weirdo. That's not weird. That's self-sufficiency. That's somebody that knows how to live and that nobody can starve out and nobody can make run. We want to be like those people again, and we're going to be like those people again. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! have just begun to fight, my friends. I'll give the number out again, and we're going to take your calls and cover a ton of news straight ahead.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. There's such amazing things to your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. You also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
The real revolution is here, rediscovering who we are.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine.
Getting back to the way God designed us. Doesn't mean we won't use technology, but we'll use it as a dangerous weapon. Government is like fire, a dangerous servant. And a fearful master. Crank the song up.
We say praise, we say man. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
That is such poetry. Somebody who loves God, Hank Williams Jr., but is sick of the fake pastors that don't actually fight tyranny. They'll tell you you're going to hell if you say damn. They don't do anything to fight the abortion or real tyranny. We say grace, we say amen. And if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. All these hypocrites. It's form over function. It's a great line written by Millis in the movie based on a composite of Hearts of Darkness, but also real events that happened in Vietnam. So a mix of fiction and fact. When Colonel Kurtz is sitting there saying the Pentagon are total hypocrites, they train our Air Force pilots at 300 feet to drop napalm on women and children, but they complain. You want somebody to drop napalm on people and burn up children, but you're not supposed to say the F word. And that's the pharisaical corruption of the system. We say grace. We say amen. And if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn because we're not a bunch of hypocrites. But when it comes to serving evil, we don't do it. And we stand against it. Because a country boy can't survive. The New World Order is going to take everything you got. They're going to take your children's soul. Are you going to keep bowing down to these people? You're going to let this scum rule over you? It's time to break their will. It's time to say, I don't care what the hell you do to me. And I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And it is that fighting spirit of truth and justice to raise our children and be strong and be good and be honest. No matter what damn color you are, you got red blood and the creator of the universe made you, and you got to decide, I'm not owned by the devil. I'm not owned by the New World Order. And I'm going to do everything I can to work against this system and to defeat it. And the first way you do that is breaking with Hollywood and the Democratic Party and the New World Order and every damn thing they push. Because every damn thing they do is death. Everything they do is poison. Everything they do is designed to destroy you and destroy your family. It's not an ongoing decision. You make the decision, you commit to not submit, and to fight back with everything you've got. And that means not caring about the system and how old your car or your truck is or what your neighbors think about you or any of that crap. What matters is your freedom. What matters is your integrity. What matters is who you are and that you're not for sale. Ever. And that's why the enemy hates me so much. That's why they hate you so much, because they know we're real. They know we love God. They know we tell the truth. They know we bust our ass to be honorable. And they know we're out of their grasp. And so that's why they've hit America, particularly the Midwest and the South and rural areas in the West, with poison in the water and GMO and toxic culture, because they've made the decision, we can't make these Americans submit to us. Go ahead and kill their asses. They've banned the mRNA shot all over the world for children. They're forcing it on them here. They're doing everything they can to kill us. This occupied government is not the American government. It's a pack of criminals, and everybody knows it, including those that serve it. And I want to talk to the people that serve the corporations and government and systems who are mid-level or low-level or even high-level. And no, it's destructive. And no, you can't get out of it. By going along with it. The only way you get out of it is understanding that it's a spiritual decision and that you're going to be destroyed by your own actions and inaction by serving this thing, and understanding you're not part of the winning team. You're part of a lie. You're part of a psyop. And the biggest fools are the people that go along with the destructive death cult, pretending you're doing something for yourself and for your family, when all you're doing is destroying our civilization, and you will never escape the crimes you've committed against humanity. They will come back on you, even if it isn't through the courts. And you will pay at the next level as well. Because it's been proven by science, as the ancients said, the third dimension is only a manifestation of the higher dimensions. And we are dust that starts with a tiny egg and a tiny sperm that create a design and a template in the third dimension of a higher dimensional energetic vortices of higher dimensional or interdimensional energy coming in and forming this electrochemical body that is simply a signature or a vapor trail of our soul and our electrochemical signet. And when you understand you are eternal and that this manifestation of you is a flash in the eye, you will then understand that nothing the enemy can do to you has any ramifications when you understand this, and that you must break with Satan. All right, the toll-free number to join us. We already have loaded phone lines, but I want people to know that as soon as I hang up on a caller, I'd love to hear from you. Taking first-time calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And we're going to go to break and come back with Flagman, Angel, David, Jacob, Drake, Rick, Button, Steve, David, Josh, Joe, and others. Because the enemy hates to hear the people come together in the millions to be heard. This is unfiltered, uncontrolled, and this drives our enemies absolutely insane. But I love the wild card nature of it, hearing what you have to say, what you have to state, what you have to ask. I have so much other insane news, and we'll hit a lot of it here today. Obviously, we're in a mainline depression. CNN's now admitting, oh, my God, the U.S. economy's in crisis because they've begun to stampede on the banks themselves that they want to control and pose as the saviors during. We have a lot on Trump and the incredible disinformation they're putting out. I saw headlines last night on Drudge. Trump threatens nuclear war if he is convicted. He's threatening the judge with nuclear war. No, he said Biden's starting nuclear war and we should stop it. What the hell with a citizen and a former president saying we're going into World War III, we need to stop it? How does that turn into threatening the judge? I have the article right here. But you read the article, he has a quote about he threatened the judge with nuclear war. And we all watched the speech. He said we're going into World War III, we've got to stop it. See, it's just, but the people that still believe that lap that up. Did you hear? He threatened nuclear war. That's why I said he's got to be careful with his death and destruction quotes, because that was bad what he said. But now they're just taking stuff he didn't even do and doing it. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot of key news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to your calls here in just a moment, right through the next hour. But I'm going to hit some news each segment before I go to calls. Let me hit this briefly. Remember New Zealand's lockdown queen? Well, she's now become the internet authoritarian. She is the head of the new Ministry of Truth they're establishing there. They're setting them up all over the world. We have similar legislation here, and then they now report they're hiring Democrat and liberal operatives to run it, put you in jail for 20 years for, quote, disinformation. Well, she's going to be the new disinformation czar in New Zealand. So that's her WEF reward after being voted out of office. Remember what she said last year? She said, the government is your single source of truth. Unless you hear it from us, it's not truth. And it was, of course, all lies. Here's that clip from the Time Machine.
Up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you else you see, a grain of salt. And so I really ask people to focus.
Well, this egregious example of that appears to be this text which originated in Malaysia and has become a viral hoax in Australia and in New Zealand. How irresponsible is it that people that are sharing that news of a lockdown imminent in New Zealand?
Yeah. And look, that's the kind of thing that adds to the anxiety that people feel. So I continue to share the message. New Zealanders must prepare, but do not panic. Prepare. And
lied about everything. They said zero COVID. They put out the poison shots. They put people in jail for leaving their houses. They're just slave trainers. They're just training you to be a slave. So I thought we would get to that piece of information. But know this, Fauci just said 3 days ago, new deadly virus is coming. CDC warns of Marburg virus and deadly African outbreak. Kills 90% of those infected, they claim. And they're now studying it in African caves to protect us. Yes, I'm sure that's the case. It's how they get total power, how they get total control in their own war games. All right, Jacob in Ohio, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just want to bring up this Trump indictment. I was on the fence about Trump, and so was my family. And after this, I just talked to my parents. We're 100% behind Trump. There's a reason they are trying to attack him so much. And however, I think there's no way they let him win 2024, even if he gets 200 million votes.
Well, that's the problem with election fraud, though it's very hard to beat a giant tsunami. I think he did get less votes than he got before. The evidence is he still won, but not by the bigger landslide. A mega landslide they can't stop. That's why I agree with you, though, that they'll probably try to assassinate him. What do you think?
I definitely hope not. I'll start a civil war if it does.
Well, they're already trying to put him in prison.
Yeah, I know. I think this all stems from abortion. The fact that he helped overturn Roe v. Wade by having the appointing the justices to do so. The left, that is their god, is abortion. And you know, churches, I go to church every Sunday. I've never heard the word abortion.
And they don't fight it. They just lay there and
take
it. Oh, but they'll tell you not to cuss, though. It's okay to kill babies, just don't cuss. I appreciate your call. And again, I'm not saying cussing's good, but they're, you know, killing babies is 10,000 times worse than cussing. But don't cuss and don't drink and don't say the word damn. That's the Lord's name. It's not the Lord's name in vain. I've actually studied the Greek, and taking the Lord's name in vain is saying damn God. is saying, you know, I'm not going to actually damn God or actually blaspheme because I love Jesus and love God. But if you said, you know, to God, I want you destroyed, down with you, blah, 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 down with you, you know, that is blasphemy. That's what the Satanists do when they love to do satanic rituals in churches because that's blasphemous. Okay, so that's what blasphemy is. And so my point is, these churches give you all these little things. Don't do this to make you feel like you're guilty and mad, but never ask you to go out and actually challenge tyranny. God hates cowards, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Josh in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So I just wanted to basically, you know, I know you don't like being thanked, but you're awesome, man. But I think that we also need to gather all these other patriots, all these other influencers who are like Steven Crowder, Jack Posobiec, or whatever his name is, all these other people. We need to start really teaching them about the New World Order. We need Trump to actually say the words New World Order. We need people to actually talk about world government. We need Tucker Carlson on Fox News breaking down eugenics, breaking down David Rockefeller, Rothschild. You know, we need Trump to understand that the Federal Reserve is private. We need him to speak out against GMO foods. We need him to talk about all of these issues. And I think you have the influence to be able to bring people on and actually sit them down and go through the New World Order system and really lace them up. So then
you already see Trump coming out against the globalists and the deep state and our world government plan. He's used those terms. Tucker is now. You saw Elon Musk a few months ago at the world government summit saying world government's a bad idea. You guys are tyrants. So I think we've come a long way, but I totally agree with your statements.
Yes, sir. I want to see Trump actually go after the private Federal Reserve. They're the ones who really control this country. I want him to talk about the Bilderberg Group. You know, we need Steven Crowder sounding like you. We need Tucker Carlson sounding more like you. All these other people who you have, they have your ear. You have their ear.
Well, listen, I do talk to those people, but you got to put loving pressure and information on them as well. But I hear you, and that's what we're doing, brother.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate everything, Alex.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Flagman in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Hello, good to talk to you. I just have a quick question. If you could time travel and go back to Germany before Hitler did all of the horrible things that he did, would you take him out? Would you travel back in time and take him out?
I would try to travel back in time and explain to people that British intelligence helped set up Hitler. He didn't work for him, but they set him up to create a whole new war to bring in the system we have in the UN. I do think that the world would have been better off if Adolf Hitler would have never been born.
There you go. Now, and you just answered my second question. If you could go back in time, or if you lived during that time, you would talk and talk and try to wake people up and stop what happened through talk. Well, my point is, the same thing is going on right now, today. They're killing us through medical tyranny. They're killing us through many different ways that you've already covered this morning, fluoride in the water system, so forth and so on. They're talking about another pandemic coming shortly, I guess preparing for if Trump takes the presidency again, we need another pandemic. So what is it that we're waiting for? We see the death. We see the control. We see them moving so quickly in these last 2 to 3 years against us, constantly talking about their world domination, their world takeover, depopulation plans. What are we waiting for? And I really don't care to win a war of morality. I don't care about a moral victory. I want to live. I want my children to live and prosper and be.
Don't hang up, Flagman, because you're raising really a central question. I want to come back and hear more from you. And I'll give you my response to this. Hitler was actually in charge of Germany. The Germans tried to assassinate him, his own military, 2 years before the war ended. If they could have killed Hitler, it could have stopped. With the globalists, it's an ideology and like a oligarchy of a whole bunch of people. So we have to identify the oligarchy and who they are first, and then we need to start arresting them. But I'm going to come back to you on the other side. Please stay with us.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extend Waging
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
If you're a TV viewer, we're showing you a very bizarre, voodoo-esque, satanic cartoon produced by the CIA last year for recruitment for information warfare against the American people. Imagine the type of people they're trying to hire. Schizophrenic criminals. All right, I want to respond to Flagman and then go back to him and give him a response, to my response. We live in a complex civilization where we've decided to not use force to settle our differences. Now, within that so-called civilization, they hide the aggression with the poison fluoride and the fentanyl and the transgenderism and the genital mutilations and all of it. But you first have to identify the cult and the globalist and who they are, because it's not like Operation Valkyrie, where the Germans tried to kill Hitler a few years before the war ended because they knew they were losing and that Germany would be destroyed and Hitler wouldn't give up. They failed. They could have killed Hitler and ended World War II and saved 10 million German lives. Probably another 10 million Russians got killed in that period, hundreds of thousands of Americans and others, and millions of people that Hitler also killed, political dissidents, Jews, gypsies, folks that didn't submit. Most of that killing happened in those 2 years. In fact, the German general staff came to him and said, "You're allotting a third of our resources to setting up death camps when our own factories do a better job because you want to kill these people." That was the final solution. People that deny Hitler killed a bunch of Jews, I mean, they had the final solution documents, the papers. The Germans testified, admitted to it before they got executed. That, yeah, Hitler said, "I don't care. You spend a third of our energy killing these people." He says, "We're probably going to lose, but at least I'll kill all these people." So, yes, it would have been better if Hitler had been assassinated or never born. Now, that's hindsight's light years times 2020. This is not like Hitler, where it's one man that runs it. He was actually in charge. It's bureaucracies, it's boards, it's corporate systems, it's philosophies, it's a cult. We have to kill the ideas of the New World Order. We have to pull our children out of public schools and private schools that follow the leftist agenda. We have to turn off Hollywood. We have to go to the grassroots. We have to support the farmers markets. We have to start our own gardens. We have to get back to God. We have to form our new churches that are actually real and oppose all this. We have to live the way we want to live and realize they want to bankrupt things to isolate us so they can force us to the social credit score by increments to bend us to their will. And so it doesn't matter if Rachel Levine suppresses the fluoride, kills kids and sterilizes them and gives them cancer and lowers their IQs. We just expose that and we don't drink the water and we file lawsuits against the local government and we, at the grassroots, defeat them on every issue and keep educating people. They want us to get violent, and they admit that in their own documents that have come out, because we're winning hearts and minds inch by inch. Like, you ever watch those best football games where over and over again, they get the first down, and it takes them like 14 plays to get, say, from the 10-yard line where they catch the ball on the kickoff until they march just a few yards each time all the way into the end zone. We are marching so close to the end zone. We got 10 yards to go, first down, baby. And we are so close. People are rejecting it. They're everything. So they just over the top it more, show a unified front, look like they're invincible. They're not. And their own people that aren't pure evil, a lot of them are pure evil, a lot of them are going, "Why are we doing this? This is really destructive. This is crazy." They want us to just run out and fight them because that will organize them into the system they want. Here's a famous Evian France quote from Bilderberg in the early 1990s that's been confirmed. Since then, Kissinger and others have written books about it. So has Brzezinski, who was his counterpart, saying basically the same thing. "Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. Viruses, uprisings, you name it. It is then that all people of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with the scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guaranteed of their well-being granted them by their world government." So the globalists are pounding us with 5G and GMO and poison shots and lab-made viruses and cultural death and all of it. They don't care if you blow up a federal building. They love it. They don't care if you go shoot the state police. They love it. They don't care, and I'm not saying you're going to do this, if you go firebomb an abortuary. That makes them the victim and they get even more funds. But if you pull back from them, never associate with them, speak out against them constantly, build our new civilization right in the middle of their cancer, they're the outside force. They won't be able to get any of this done. And when I get these calls, and I understand the primitive level of let's be men, let's go fight this, let's go do this, I always say, well, who's doing it? Because if we won't put the energy in peacefully, like I've done for 29 years, like so many others have done for even longer, then what will you really do in a fight? And then you always notice when something gets attacked, it's a federal building with a daycare center run by the feds. That didn't hurt them, that helped them. So, yes, if God reached down, but God wants to do us ourselves, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Fauci and Gates all got struck by lightning, and that's God's decision. I'm not going to launch anything offensive against them. I don't want to make them a victim. But if God decides to strike them down, it would be nice. But here's the problem. Now, there's Marina Abramovich with the head of the Rothschilds in front of a painting. Lucifer rallies his armies, Lucifer dominating. What's the name of the painting? It's Lucifer summons his legions, something like that. So, if they all died today, they have all this scum under them that's just as bad, like shark teeth, ready to roll forward and fill their place. They must be politically and culturally, nonviolently assassinated. Their ideas, who they are. And then we can take the government over, and then we can have real grand juries throw them in prison. And that's how you do it in civilization. Now, that's my view on this, flag man, but here's the deal. We could get rid of all them tomorrow. If we're not moral and we're not good, we would just recreate it again. This is a spirit. This is a paradigm. Does that make sense to you, Flagman?
It absolutely makes perfect sense. And everything that you said is absolutely 100% the moral fight, and I get it. But at some point, as they continue to go on day after day after day, we're losing more day after day after day. I mean, the longer they go on, the more we die.
Well, they just hit us with a big bio attack and poison shots, and it's completely blown up in their face, and the whole world's turning against them. I'm sad they did it. I wish we could have stopped it. I tried to. But, I mean, I don't agree with you. Are you saying they're winning? Because I don't think they're winning.
As far as the death count, they are certainly winning.
Listen, nobody, but there's a thousand times more of us than them, 10,000 times. Probably 400 top globals actually run things. Let me explain it this way. I'll hold you over to me again. Support call. They, in their own internal documents that leak, say they're losing. They jumped the shark releasing this virus. They'll probably release another one. And I'll tell you, they'll probably release a new virus that might kill 20% of the public. But I think that's when things backfire, and I think that's when the military tries to come out and make people go to emergency centers, and that's when the rebellion will start, which we're trying to stop. And then I think we'll have governors stand up and other stuff, and the military is going to join us because they already know the next attack's coming. And I think then that's when it'll become a hot war if they're dumb enough to do it. I mean, I do think they're going to push us into a corner for a hot war. But it's my job to try to stop that in the information war, which is 95%, depending on, I'll tell you, a war. It is not my purview or my avenue to pick targets or lead military attacks. I'm just setting the battle space about who the enemy is. I'm going to let you make a decision about...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On to your other calls. I know I said I'd move quick through calls, but his questions were so important. I wish he wouldn't have hung up because I wanted him to give a response back. And I'll just be completely honest with you because I don't want to cop out on this question, and I was really thinking about it during the break. When you have people on record that have created bioweapons and that have been caught creating them and releasing them, and they say soon there'll be new pandemics, and their own war games say this is how they get total control, and you know their names, Fauci, Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, people like that. If the Justice Department is so controlled and part of this and won't arrest them, and we know they're getting ready to do it again, if I was one of the lab workers or one of their operatives, of course, they're all eugenicists, so that's why they've been chosen, and proven they're part of the plan, and I got the order to release it, obviously I would have to take matters into my own hands. So we are really coming up to that point, but we're not like Black Lives Matter or Antifa that goes and burns down public housing or shoots cops in the back. And so my bailiwick here is not directing people to go out there against these folks. They are attacking us. They are killing us. And they've normalized that. And so I can't morally say people are wrong who are thinking about this, because we should be thinking about it because they're attacking us. That's where we are. But they want violence, and you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to stage false flag attacks against innocent groups and blame us. And so that's not a wheelhouse I want to enter, and I really want to just work as hard as we can to expose the evil and try to stop it that way. So if they're crazy enough to do it, again, or release something even worse, people don't go along with it, and then I don't think they'll be able to control the public. I think then you're going to have a giant French-style revolution, and it'll probably kill even more people than the virus itself. So this stuff is so dangerous and so uncontained, and the globalists are playing with fire here, that I don't even like to pretend like I'm as smart as them because I'm smarter. They think they're smart. That they think they can control this, they think they can navigate this, or they're crazy enough to think, well, we just don't care, we're going to do it. This is our mission to dominate and control. So I have millions of listeners. This is a big show. This is not up here pretend land where we're sitting around playing Dungeons and Dragons and, oh, I'm going to slay the dragon and I'm going to roll the dice. This is the real world. And so I'm going to aggressively expose them. I'm going to break down their plans. And I would not want to be Bill Gates or any of these people when their own security people have probably already lost family. And if they do it again, they're saying it's going to be bigger. They've already telegraphed that. I mean, I don't know how they think they're going to be safe anywhere. Because I don't wish to kill Bill Gates. I don't want to kill Lord Rothschild. I want them just to stop being evil and repent. But obviously, they're so far gone generationally that they can't do that. It's just that I'm not the guy signing the death warrants here like George Washington. I mean, if we had a general and we'd already taken half the country and all this is going on and the general, you know, had hearings and captured these people, I'd say, well, you know, yeah, absolutely. But we need some type of leadership and some type of political platform for this. And we have to do that by continuing to educate the public. And we're just not there yet. I'd rather let them know that they're exposed, let them know we're aware of their operations, so they're smart and back off. Because they already own and control everything. They've just got a fetish to exercise power against us individually. That's the one thing they don't have left is total control over our bodies. So the shots, the viruses, the 5G, the GMO, the drugs, the culture, the brainwashing, it's all about the last thing they don't have. They want the full control of that. And I say if you're aware of their attacks and resist it, it makes you stronger, like lifting weights or hiking up a mountain or jogging. And so really educate people. Speak out against it. Before we talk about going around and killing people, we need to really do our full exercise of resistance like we've been doing here, like you're doing calling in. So please don't go out and blow anything up. Please don't go out and shoot anybody. Vengeance is God's. And don't worry, in most analysis of this, this leads into a very dark chapter in the world, worse than it even is now, the worst in human history. And if you want blood, you're going to get lots of it. You're going to get more blood than I think you'd ever want. And I don't think you want blood, but I get your point. Is, hey, they're putting poison in the water. They're GMOing us. They're putting out poison shots. They know they're doing it. Why are we sitting here? Well, because the public isn't informed enough yet. Because they have a captured Justice Department. But let me tell you, those Justice Department people, they go and take the shot. Their kids get sick. They die. And so they're going to have to experience this. And you're going to have FBI agents and lawyers and bureaucrats and members of Congress in the next lockdown where millions are dying, tens of millions, and things are really bad. And they're going to have to sit there and go, wow, we went along with this. And then they're going to sit there and watch their wife, their kid, them die. They'll have to face God over that. That's the good news, and it's the bad news, too, is that all these people playing with fire, like the communists and the Nazis and people in cults in history, they're going to get a front row seat to what they did. This dinner they cooked up of tyranny, they're going to have to eat the most of it. So they want to force feed us this crap. They want to suck our children's souls. They want to toy with evil. They're the ones that are going to have front row seats to this. And there are no spectators in what's going down and what's happening. And so guard your soul, folks. That's what really matters in this. But yes, we're under chemical, biological, radiological, electromagnetic attack. And, you know, you have countless people in the federal government. It's not just the CIA saying, I'm sick, I'm vomiting, I'm nauseous, I can't sleep. I got ringing in my ears. What's going on? And, well, that's the general public reports that. and because they live by a cell tower. Or the school has record cancers and record sick kids and record leukemia. And then they go, oh, you're just kooks. It's good for you, even though the studies show it. So the CIA is in these buildings with all these giant hidden antennas in the building, even more powerful than civilian antennas, and all these big government airplanes have got super powerful antennas in the fuselages. And they're all wondering, I don't know why I'm so sick. The CIA headquarters is being bombarded by something. Yeah, by what you live in. And it's the perfect microcosm of how they're sick and vomiting and throwing up and have cancer. And why are we all dying? And they think the Russians and the Chinese are doing it. You're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to us. I read all about 10 years ago about 5G and cancer and all the rest of that. And the other stuff does it too, but it's not as powerful. It's way more powerful. It doesn't go as far, but it permeates. I remember when they finally put it all in downtown, on Congress, all the streets. I'm not a guy that feels bad. I'm out in the country. I feel like I'm in heaven, whether I'm in the desert or the woods, anywhere. But I get in a major city that's got nothing but 5G, and I'm coughing, and I've got a headache, and that's what it says it does, and I feel sick. Because you can't see it with your eyes, but it's there. It's blasting everything. And it's not placebo. It's not like, oh, I think I'm going to get a 5G, I'll feel bad. It's like I'll be in an area that's 5G where you're in it for a long time driving, and you're like, man, I can't, you know, oh, and that's what the studies say. Manipulates oxygen to the lungs. It even causes skin cancer. I mean, all right, I'm going to start the next hour, and I promise. I'm not going to give callers more than 2 minutes. Okay, the last guy, like 20 minutes, but he brought up a very important point. Drake and Rick and everybody else, we're going to just bam, 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 take your calls. But I think this is a very important discussion to have. But again, these government buildings, particularly intelligence agencies, I'm not going to go into an hour-long diatribe, but I've researched what's in there. They've got all sorts of antennas and all sorts of transmitters and all sorts of high-powered microwave relay systems. And they've got systems they line the building with that send a magnetic pulse through the earth. They can communicate with all the ships and submarines instantaneously. It takes like a half a second. And anybody that's worked around that in the military will tell you, you get sick as hell being around it. But they're intelligence agency people. Why, they're CIA deputy directors, and they're all getting sick, and everybody's getting sick in the building, and this is really happening. They're like, we found no foreign governments are doing it. And you're literally in an office surrounded by hidden communication towers. They're inside the building. Whole floors are, and then you'll look, like on the top floor, it's all communication towers under the roof. So you can't see it. And then whoever the section chief is like, I've got a bloody nose. I can't sleep. I'm depressed. I'm having hallucinations. There's ringing in my ears. Because 3 feet above you is it's like 14 different communication systems. You dumbass. The hell's your problem? Freaking idiots. Because they pretend they're invincible. They pretend they're part of the power structure. They pretend they're the rulers. And you're killing yourself like you're killing us, you dumb bastards. That's the big takeaway. Nobody's immune from evil. Nobody!
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.